Rob Parr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
A mango pop and I didn't get one.
Yep.
Well, that's not fair.
I don't even know what that means.
Why does she get one and not me?
Because she's a separate person from you. You're never going to get the same things as other people. It's never going to be equal. It's not going to happen ever in your life, so you might as well learn that now, okay?
Well, then I get something else. Hear me.
You
get... I get something else.
What do you mean you get?
I get something else.
No, nobody...
Me.
Jane, nobody gets anything.
She got something. She got a mango pop.
Yeah, that's right now she's lucky. And you're not particularly lucky. Maybe later you'll be lucky. Maybe
but it's
some point.
Not fair.
You only should be concerned with what somebody else
gets. It's not fair.
I'm telling you something right now. You should only ever be concerned with what's...
You're not fair.
Listen to me. The only time you look in your neighbor's bowl is to make sure that they have enough. You don't look in your neighbor's bowl to see if they have as to make sure you have as much as them. You want to just make sure that they are.
If you look in, have some calcium
yes, chocolate? You can have a calcium chocolate.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
Hey, everybody, this is Kevin Farley, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast. Homemade biscuits, homemade broadcast.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioStPete.com. My name is Will Koontz. Welcome back to the program, folks. How are you? I am just peachy, man. Oh, what a week it's been. My freaking old beater truck finally took a crap on me. It was serendipitous. I need to accept the fact that either I am clairvoyant and I just know things, or I'm a giant jinx, because that seems to be the pattern thus far. I had my buddy AJ at the station, young man promo at the Bone there. He had asked me to do his podcast, a lazy ass podcast, and my initial reaction was no, I'm not doing that. But then I thought, you know, I know how much of a pain in the ass it is to get people to come do freaking podcasts. I know it's tough to chase these people down, and, you know, these guys want to do radio, and I'm doing a tiny bit of radio now, you know, late at night where nobody really hears it, but I'm on the radio, and so I said, you know what, I'm gonna do it, and we were talking on air about it on Stay Woke, how I was gonna go down to Tampa all the way to the Connecticut School of Broadcasting, which is on I-4 exit 5, and I expressed concern that my vehicle may not make it there. And sure as hell, man, I get there, I get on the I-4, and everything's going good. I'm watching my temperature gauge, because that's where I've had problems. My coolant system is not the best. It clogs up, it's rusted, and I have to keep an eye on it. That was fine, but all of a sudden, I'm on exit 3 on I-4. I'm almost there, almost freaking there, man. And the gas pedal just stops working. Doesn't work anymore. Slowing down. Luckily, I'm in the right lane pullover. I get it towed to a shop. They don't know what's wrong with it. They can't fix it. It's electrical problems. Wonderful. So I'm without a car this entire week. But thank God, man, it's so nice to know people, I tell you, because I towed it down to Nino's Automotive down in Sarasota, which is a hike, but it's my buddy Matt's stepdad's shop, and he got it working in an hour. It was a computer, you know, and that's, I was like, oh, God, how much is that going to be? Because I actually had one laying around. I have them for, like, every car. So just pay me back for the part is, like, $50, and we're going to go. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, my God, what a lifesaver. Because I don't know if you are aware of this, but working, you know, a part-time desk job, doing nighttime radio and podcasting, not very lucrative. Let's just put it that way. I mean, I'm fine. I have my own I have my own place. I don't have roommates. You know, I have a vehicle that runs sometimes. You know, I can't complain. But it's not very lucrative. I was just like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? Like, this could be catastrophic for me if I have to. I got to get to, you know, I can walk to work. You know, it's about a mile away, thank God. But I can't get to the station. And that's late at night, too. And Ubering, I don't know how people Uber places. That's insane. It used to be super cheap. I remember when it first came about, it used to get anywhere for like $5. Now it's, you know, I think it was $12 to get to the station the other night. Okay, I get paid $10 an hour, so I'm paying money to go to work at this point. I don't understand how people do that. I had a friend that was doing it too all the time. And she got a scooter, which I was like, okay, well, I'll get a scooter if I have to. Not bananas about that because Florida drivers are the worst in the country, I think. We talked about that a few podcasts ago. They were ranked really low, but she got a scooter, and she's like, oh, my God, it's saving me so much money. I was spending $500 a month to get to work in Ubers. That's a Mercedes-Benz car payment. So I don't know how people do. I know that Uber has some, like, subscription service or something, but it's still got to be super expensive. It's got to be at least a car payment a month, which I don't know. Maybe that would be the way to go. You don't have to get insurance and they have some sort of subscription service. We could take like 30 rides a month for a set price or something. I don't know. But yeah, it would just be catastrophic. But thank Christ, dodged another freaking bullet, man. Thank you, God, Buddha, Jesus, all y'all. Thank you for helping me. Good God. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line here. If you have not, please subscribe to HMB Radio Tampa Bay on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcast, HMB Radio, all one word, Tampa Bay, and then put that in there, subscribe, give it a 5-star rating if you would. You know, retweets are awesome to the podcast. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at @home_made_man. I got to find a new Twitter handle because I don't like the underscores. I get teased relentlessly about the underscores. I don't know what to change it to, though. If you have any suggestions, please send them my way, 813-693-2124. Follow the page on Facebook, facebook.com/HMB Radio. I'm on Minds as well, if you're on Minds.com, HMB Radio over there. Where else? I don't know. I'm trying to find alternative platforms to put this thing, because I don't like Twitter. I find myself just getting angered by it, and I'm afraid to say anything on it. So what's the point of even having the damn thing anymore? But people use it still. I think Instagram is probably where it's at for the most part. So follow me on there. @home_made_man. All right. Let's get into some gay stuff, shall we? Judge orders conversion therapy to continue in Tampa while the city defends the ordinance banning it. This from the Tampa Bay Times. Working to change gender identity through a process known as conversion therapy has been deemed ineffective among mental health experts and broadly for techniques that can continue or include electric shock. Damn. But last week, a federal judge ruled that the city of Tampa must allow some parts of the therapy to continue despite a city ordinance adopted in 2017 that bans it. They issued a limited injunction against the ordinance affirming the ban on electric shock while finding that verbal counseling is protected by the First Amendment. The injunction was issued in response to the December 2017 lawsuit by the Christian legal advocacy group Liberty Council challenging the city ordinance. So, I guess they're going to continue letting people do this. I think I agree with the electric shock thing, but doesn't that, I mean, probably not for being gay, but doesn't it work for other stuff? It's like they find all this stuff out later, like leeches were considered primitive and ineffective, but now they use leeches all the time in medicine. It's an anticoagulant, and it helps people with certain disorders. I don't think this gay conversion therapy works. I think people that are gay are born gay, and I think people that say this conversion therapy works are lying. But I also don't want it to be banned, right? If people want to give it a try, shouldn't they, you know, they're of free will, they're of sound mind, if they want to try this thing. I don't like the idea of just saying, no, you can't do it. Forcing somebody not to do something is, I don't know, I don't like that. How do you feel about it? 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line here if you want to leave a message, or a text message as well. You can do that over there. So, yeah, gay conversion therapy still kicking here. Other news locally, the State Theater was out of commission for a long time. It was, I guess, needed to be remodeled. Just wasn't safe in there anymore. Had a lot of good times in the State Theater over the years. Saw some good shows, good staff there. And it's been closed for a long time, but guess what? They're back. And Daddy Cool Records, actually, is a staple of that same little block area, is friggin' out of there. Got forced out. This is from Jay Cridlin at the Times. Daddy Cool Records might be leaving, but live music is back on the horizon at the 600 block of downtown St. Petersburg. After months of renovations, the State Theater has officially booked its first concert since June, the Long Beach Dub All-Stars. And Mike Pinto on July 18th will be the first show. The show is promoted by Late Night Events, the groups behind March's annual Reggae Rise Up Festival in Vinoy Park. Tickets are $25 and up. The State Theater has been in a state of flux since 2016, when a series of fire code violations prompted the city to slash its capacity, forcing shows to move elsewhere, etc. The venue then began a series of renovations before it was purchased last summer by real estate broker Kevin Chadwick for $2.1 million. Chadwick said the new at the time that he envisioned restoring the State Theater's historic character to create a new multi-purpose concert and event space. Kendra Marloff, the venue's general manager, said the owners were still working on permits for planned renovations, but were optimistic it'll all be ready by July. If the Long Beach Dub All-Stars show happens as planned, it'll be more than a year since the venue's previous concert in June 2018. Several scheduled for last fall were later moved. The booking comes a day after Daddy Cool Records, across the street from the State Theater, announced it would be moving to St. Petersburg Warehouse District in April. Two other music venues on the 600 block, Foo Bar and Local 662, have closed since 2017. So the city is changing. It's progress, right? Progress is coming in. I mean, this is just what happens. You know, once you get a hot spot, it's bound to happen. You get priced out. It's supply and demand, basic economics. But it is, you know, a little sad, I suppose. 813-693-2124 is the voicemail. How do you feel about the State Theater being back? How do you feel about Daddy Cool Records being forced out, moving to the Warehouse District? Let me know. 813-693-2124.
The Homemade Broadcast is on RadioSaintPete.com.
I want to take a second to thank the sponsors of the Homemade Broadcast. Believe it or not, we have those, or I have those. Yes, I know. Shocking to me, too. NTT Fitness is a gym/food preparation service that is located in Pinellas Park, Florida. NTTFitness.com is the website. Now, if you know me, you know that I take pristine care of my body. Why can I hear you laughing? That's not a joke. No, I don't. I know. But I'm trying. And NTT Fitness is helping me do that. They prepare my meals for me. They drop them off at my door. I put them in a microwave. I heat them up. I eat them. I feel good the next day. I don't feel terrible for eating, overeating, number one. That's a big thing. And also eating things that are actually good for me, as opposed to whatever I find, which is my usual strategy there. And, you know, you can meal prep. Yes, of course you can meal prep. Anyone can do that. But they actually know what they're doing. They're certified in, preparing these foods. They know about micronutrients, macronutrients. I don't know what any of that stuff is. All I know is the food is delicious, and it's delivered to me in a timely manner. And I love it. I do love the service. The food is excellent. If you use my code LevelUp15 at NTTFitness.com for your first order of delicious NTT food, you get 15% off your balance there, your total. So check it out at NTTFitness.com. And also want to say thank you, of course, to good old Reliable, my pal Chrissy Parker at Truvy Salon and Spa. T-R-U-V as in victory, Y, salonandspa.com. Make your appointment today. Botox lady's on her way. She comes in once a month, but they offer a bunch of whatever they do at spas. I don't really know. I've never really been to a spa, but they do all that stuff, and it'll make your hair beautiful. They'll, like, I guess, probably do your nails if you want them to. Whatever you want. Chrissy Parker will do it at Truvy Salon and Spa. 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, right here in St. Petersburg. And finally, my favorite company in the world. Yes. Homemade Podcasts. HomemadePodcasts.com is a media consulting company primarily focusing on podcasts. It's my favorite because it's mine, okay? It's my little baby boy that I like to hold close to me every night. HomemadePodcasts.com. If you're interested in, I don't know, learning how to podcast, I know how to do that because I'm speaking to you through that medium right now. So I kind of, you know, I know what I'm doing with this stuff. Hardware, software, RSS feeds, your podcast questions will be answered if you go to homemadepodcast.com, and let's work together. And if you'd like to maybe leave or sponsor this podcast, and who wouldn't want to do that at this point, hmbradio.com, hit the contact page, send me a message. It's an affordable way to advertise. I think you can write it off on your taxes, I'm pretty sure. You got to have an advertising budget. Why not kick some shekels over to your boy over here, Bill, at hmbradio.com. Let's party.
This is the Homemade Broadcast. This is RadioCP.com.
Earlier this week on Stay Woke. Stay Woke, you asked. Oh, Stay Woke is a radio program heard on 102.5 The Bone here locally in Tampa Bay, theboneonline.com, wherever in the world. And you can get the app, the 102.5 The Bone app in the iTunes and Google Play stores. It plays on demand on a loop. So if you miss it, if you're not up at midnight on weeknights, and few are, you know, you can listen to it at your leisure. So I encourage you to get that app. There's so much great radio on there. The whole lineup's on there. Mike Calta Show, Roger and JP, Drew Garabo Live, Soul Brother Kevin, Johnny B Show, and finally, Stay Woke is on there as well. And it's fun. We have a good time. It's Anna Hummel and myself. We have a little chit-chat at midnight on weeknights. And this week we talked about a big comedian who's rolling through town, one, a controversial comedian. Louis C.K. was here. I saw Louis C.K. earlier this week. It was amazing. He still got it. But there was a lot of people didn't like the fact that he was, I don't know, I guess alive and able to perform in front of people. But I went and saw him, so we talked a little bit about our apprehension and our excitement and just a little bit about Louis C.K. coming into town. And we also talked, the Super Bowl was, of course, last week, and there was some controversy because Adam Levine from Maroon 5 was a halftime performer at that Super Bowl last week. And I guess because he showed his nipples, and some people were mad at that because people get mad at everything now. So we chatted a little bit about that as well. So let's listen to this clip from Stay Woke.
You alerted me to the fact that Louis C.K. was going to be performing at Side Splitters this week and weekend. I didn't know that. I think it came out on Saturday, right? You saw it on Cam Bertrand's
I was
Facebook?
Just going through my Instagram, and all of a sudden thing. I see a picture of Cam, and then a
picture
of
his name is really Carmen's boyfriend, so that's what we call
him.
Oh,
I see. Yeah. Yes. Mm. I know him as Cam.
Oh, that's not his name. He's now Carmen's boyfriend. Right. Sorry.
So I saw Carmen's boyfriend's Instagram, and I'm like, what the hell? There's a picture of Louis C.K. there, and it has the dates,
uh-huh.
And then it says, and I'm like, oh my God, that's this coming weekend.
Yeah.
So I hopped on. You know, the website got us tickets, bought them, and you had some reservations because you're like, well, maybe I can just ask Mo. And I'm like, I don't want to wait for Mo.
Yeah. Not that I don't trust Mo. Mo has helped me out before. Yeah. But seeing as how this was Louis C.K.,
right.
Like, this is on the echelon of, like, Kevin Hart in terms of popularity.
Right.
I would say probably Amy Schumer, Jerry Seinfeld, mm-hmm. like that upper tier level of comedians. And it was $30.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell? So I said, you know what, Will? You're right. Get the tickets and we'll just go and that's fine. We'll just pay. And they sold out, I think, that day. All six shows.
We have good seats, too. They're like the table behind.
I know. I saw the diagram.
Jim Norton. Yeah. So we're,
so
we got really
Will,
good seats.
Win to you. Thank you so much, buddy, for that. I'm
You're
so
welcome.
Excited. Now, I know we discussed this during Johnny's show, but I want to get more of your input on this.
Uh-huh.
You said that you brought this up to you. You have a big group of friends,
uh-huh.
and you said, who wants to go to see Louis C.K.? Did not get the response you were hoping for.
I got, when I said, hey, you know, they're comedy fans. Hey, you know Louis C.K. is coming to Tampa.
Right.
I got tickets for the Saturday show.
Was this after or before you bought the tickets?
This was after I bought the tickets.
Okay.
And I was kind of alerting them just in case anybody would want to go. And it was kind of, most of them were aloof responses. And then the other ones were kind of like, oh, boo, gross. Is he gonna expose himself? You know, really hacky stuff. And
yeah.
I'm like, oh, boy, I sure hope so, or whatever. Didn't really know what to say. I was kind of shocked at the response because, but then I wasn't shocked about the response because the prevailing narrative of this whole thing was he forced women to watch him, Jared Goff.
Mm.
And I got, not in a fight, I'm not going to fight with anybody about this stuff, but a good friend of mine, that's what she was saying. And I just said, listen, I don't think that's what happened. And I think if you look it up, you're going to find out that's not what happened. He asked permission and they said, sure, or whatever.
Mm-hmm. They
anyway,
felt pressured, I'm sure, but yes.
Maybe. Yes, maybe, but where's the agency for ladies here? They can say no, and I hope that's the good thing that comes out of this Me Too stuff is now they know for sure that they don't need to be pressured or feel
mm-hmm.
pressured. I hope that's a good thing that gets taken away from this.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, and you're like, I don't want to defend. I think it's kind of a creepy thing to do or whatever. But
no, you could
whatever.
Say it's creepy. You could say
yeah,
it's perverted.
Yeah, you could say it's creepy. And even like even if you don't want to support him, that's fine. You know, but just the like boo, like the hatred.
Listen, if you don't
want
to go because you think he's gross, that's fine. Like,
sure.
More room for me, I guess. That's
yeah,
fine.
Totally.
But if you don't think that he should be able to perform, that's when I have a problem
right,
with it.
Right.
Like, again, you don't have to be a fan of anybody. It's a free goddamn country. You can go to the shows you want. You could not go to the shows you don't want. That's totally fine. But if you think that he shouldn't be performing, now, there were no criminal charges pressed against him at all.
Mm-mm.
He lost basically everything. He lost a show. He lost money.
He's still rich, but...
No, I know. His reputation, all of that stuff got burned to the ground pretty much, and he's starting from zero. Now, I'm not happy that this happened, but, I mean, I know that tickets used to be like $120, $150 to go see Louis C.K. Now we can see him at Slide Splitters for $30. It's absolutely insane. So, and we've been hearing about him, like, popping up. I think he did a set at the Comedy Cellar. I think he did a set in Baltimore. Mm. And he's getting heat everywhere he goes.
Yeah.
I am so excited that this is the next place. I mean, what he could say during our show, Will, could be national news. Who knows?
Yeah.
I am so excited that we are going
to
be there.
Yeah, we'll have almost front row seats to the whole thing. So it should be
interesting.
Yeah.
I would love to hear from people about what they think about the matter. Are you excited that he's coming? Do you not care? Do you think that he shouldn't be able to perform anymore? 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. I think for the most part, Tampa's pretty pumped about it, but that could be completely skewed because all of my friends and buddies are like comedy fans and
mm-hmm.
open-minded people and aren't so, they don't think that Louis C.K. should be in jail or he's a horrible person. They just think it was really creepy. It was gross. It was not right, but they're still a big fan of theirs. I felt that when I was so excited about going because Louis C.K. is my number one comedian. It was Dave Attell, but as most of you know already by now, he made me cry about 7 years ago after a show, and I had to let that go. So Louis C.K. is now my number one comedian, and I'm going to see him like this weekend. I've been a fan of his probably for the last 12, 13 years. He's phenomenal. I would say he's the best in the game. Like, at his best, he was the best in the game. Absolutely incredible. Just brilliant, brilliant man. And I felt that I had to somewhat conceal and or explain my excitement when I was posting about it on social media. Like on my Instagram, on my Facebook, even on Twitter, I felt like I had to say, listen, I, I know that what he did wasn't nice. It's not nice to show your pee-pee to people that don't want to see it. But that being said, I am so goddamn excited to go to this show. Like, I think more than any other comedy show I've ever been more excited for. So
it's a great opportunity to see, you know, a legend close up. I've seen Louis C.K. before, but it was in a large, I think it was at Ruth Eckert. Actually, Mike Calta gave me the tickets to see Louis C.K.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never been to Ruth Eckert. Is that like a huge auditorium?
No, it wasn't Ruth Eckert. It was
Straz?
It was in Tampa. Is that Straz Center in
Tampa? Yeah, Straz is in Tampa.
Or maybe it was Mahaffey. I can't remember. But anyway.
It was a bigger venue.
I remember, and this was when Mike was on in the afternoon. This was 10 years ago, probably. My goodness. But and he was talking about, I don't know if I'm going to go or whatever. And I sent him a tweet, and I was like, dude, I will totally go. And he's like, yeah, come on by and get the tickets. And I was like, whoa, no way. And okay. He hooked me up with those. It was so cool of him. So this would be my second time. I've seen him actually, too, at Oddball Fest. But that is that's at the, what do you call it? I can't.
Is that outside?
Yeah, the one that's near the casino. What do they call it? Axe Gary Theater.
Oh, the Mid-Florida Credit Amphitheater. I hate comedy in outside amphitheaters. It's awful.
It's too big of an arena. Yeah. Comedy is, it needs to be in a small,
confined space. Especially if there's other sounds and you need the acoustics of the room. I've seen comedy at an amphitheater like in Detroit once. It was terrible. And it wasn't that the comedian was bad. I don't even remember who I was seeing. But it's a bad vibe. It's like I need music or something. I don't want to see a comedian outside yelling and you hear the reverb. It's not fun.
Yeah, it just doesn't have the same feel. This is going to be a once-in-a-lifetime experience. I'm a huge Louis C.K. fan, too. I've been a fan of his for, you know, a decade.
Sure, at least.
So, you know, do we look past his indiscretions as a human being and know that we're all infallible and we're going to make mistakes sometimes? Or,
I mean, those are pretty big mistakes, but...
But are they, though? He asked lady.
Did he wait for a yes or...
Yes.
Listen, and I feel bad because I feel like I'm giving him a pass because I'm such a big fan that I'm like, eh, whatever. Like, you know what I mean? And I feel like I shouldn't, but I feel like I need and want to compartment... Listen, if he raped a kid, if he murdered somebody, if he full-on raped somebody, I would not allow myself to go to the show. He showed his pee-pee to people and did some things with his pee-pee that were not nice, and it was probably disgusting and inappropriate and lewd, lascivious, salacious, all those sorts of things. But he's not in jail, man.
But what two people do, if there's consent that's involved, if it's implied that, yes, this is okay, I don't see a problem with it. Women have agency to say... No.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to say that, oh, I felt pressured, that makes women into a protected class. They're not able, they're not strong enough to live in society. They need to be protected. I don't believe that. I
think it's not just yes, it was because they were women, but I think it was also because of the authority, the prestige of Louis C.K. Listen, I'm not trying to make excuses for anybody. All I know is that I'm really excited to see this show, and I think I'm almost even more excited because of all the controversy. It makes it even more like exciting. I'm so interested and I'm so looking forward to hearing what he has to say.
Mm-hmm.
Is he going to address it? I hope so. Is he going to make some jokes about it? I hope so. It's going
to
be great.
You know that we're going to have to, it's one of those things we're going to have to put our phones in one of those locking cases.
Oh, you think so?
I know so.
Really? Because they've never made us do that before.
You're going to have to.
Really? Have you been to a show where that was
I
haven't.
No, this would be my first time going to something.
How do you know
that
that's going to happen?
I read it in an article.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Well,
so he doesn't want, because
he had
a set that was leaked on the kit. What's it?
The Parkland.
I can't remember anything. The Parkland kits. God, I can't remember anything tonight. So he's making everybody lock their phones away.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I get it. That's fine. I hope we get a picture afterwards. I don't know if he's going to come out and take pictures.
I don't think he takes pictures. I would love to just meet him for a second, though.
Me too, yeah.
I got to come up with a good story about something that I remember that he did, like what I did with Jim Norton.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to just be like, hey, man, I like your stuff, clearly.
I think I'll just freak out and touch his face and do something weird.
It would
be awkward.
Off in front of
him? Oh, absolutely. Nice. He's going to love it. All right, so yesterday was the Super Bowl, obviously, and I watched about, I don't know, 10 minutes of it, watched the halftime show. As soon as the second half started, I was like, okay, I'm going to close out of this because I don't give a F. But there is a huge controversy involving Adam Levine. Are you a fan of Adam Levine? William?
I'm not a fan, or I'm not a fan.
I think he's overrated.
He's okay.
I think he's way overrated. Is that wrong to say?
I mean, Maroon 5 is not my type of music that I enjoy generally, mm-hmm. although they have some decent songs.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't like the way he was performing. It was very bland, very vanilla. He didn't even seem that excited to be there. I don't know if it's just his age.
He wasn't.
It's probably, he's like, I did not want to do this at all. This is terrible.
He was in a no-win situation there with that whole thing. Everybody was going to hate it. He was going to get trashed no matter what. Because I watched the performance. It wasn't that bad. It was what I expected. But he just got torn apart. He was like, man, I know what's
coming. And it had nothing to do with the Colin Kaepernick situation. Nothing like that happened.
But it did. I think it did, because I think this was a political... everything's political now.
Of course. But then they kind of secured it. They got Travis Scott. They got Big Boy in there. So it's like,
but
you
they
know.
Were barely in it, right? It was mostly just him.
Well, Travis Scott was in it for a bit. Big Boy made like a cameo. But still, they were involved in it. So I think that's kind of how they balanced it out. If they had some black performers in there, it would be a little... If it was like a full white performance, it would have been way more of an issue. But anyways, that's not the controversy. It wasn't that he performed. It was the fact that he took off his shirt and he showed his nipples.
Oh, my God.
Now, I don't know if you recall from, I believe it was 2001, the Janet Jackson debacle where Justin Timberlake rips off part of her shirt, boobies hanging out, nipple was covered by some pasty or something
piece
like
of
that.
Jewelry.
And it was very, very brief, but it set the world on fire. It says here, Adam Levine's nipples were front and center during the super boring, they said, halftime show at Sunday Super Bowl, angering many fans who compared the appearance of the eventually shirtless Maroon 5 frontman's areolas to Janet Jackson's infamous Nipplegate. He seemed to be taking off more and more clothes as the performance went on. He was wearing a jacket. Then he took off the jacket. He was wearing something that resembled, a lot of people said that it looked like their curtains or like a decorative pillow that they had. It was pretty funny. But then he took off his shirt completely. I didn't realize he had so many bad tattoos. He looks like it's like a coloring book.
It's really generic ones.
Yeah,
it looks like
I don't know.
Them all off the wall.
I said this last week. He's a little buffer than I remember, but for the most part, these skinny white guys that are just absolutely covered in tattoos from like head to toe, basically, I just think that they think that they look so formidable, like these badasses with these tattoos. I'm like, you just still look like a skinny white dude with just a bunch of ink on you. But
you don't
think
they look tougher, though? Because I think they look tougher.
I think, to me, I think that they're trying to look tougher, which makes me think that it's too try hard. Like, to me, that this look looks try hard. Like, you're trying to look badass. You're not authentically badass. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I don't know. So it says here, Levine ripped off his shirt, how about, shortly into Maroon 5's set, exposing his tattooed covered chest and subsequently his nipples, both of them. Mm-hmm. And so there is a lot of outrage. Here are a few tweets of people who are not happy. I'm sorry, but Adam Levine should get the same grief as Janet Jackson did for showing us his unclothed nipples. More specifically, this should prove how absurd, hypocritical, racist, and sexist that puritanical hysteria over Janet's boob really was. How come Adam Levine gets to show his nipples and Janet Jackson doesn't? Another one. Where is the nipple outrage? Janet Jackson shows one and it's a state of emergency. Adam Levine shows two and everyone is all happy days. Hashtag double standard. All right. Now men can't show their nipples anymore because women can't show their nipples. This is getting ridiculous. I don't even know. If you are at if you're at the beach and you're a topless woman, maybe you can get away with it in like Brazil or in Europe or something like that, but you're going to get flagged for indecent exposure. You can't be showing your boobies. But a guy without a shirt is totally fine. Is it sexist? I know I shouldn't be surprised, Will, but for some reason this surprises me. Like, I just thought everyone has accepted their biology for the most part, you know, minus the trans, cis, whatever you want to call it. But for the most part, people would like to cover up their private parts. And I don't see any girls, most of them, complaining that they have to wear bikini tops or anything like that. But now people are getting upset because nipples on women, not okay to be shown in public. Nipples on men, totally fine. Everybody was okay with this, I don't know, a year ago, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Didn't seem to be a problem. Now people are having an issue with it. Is it a double standard? Of course.
Yeah.
But then also, Who freaking cares? You have boobies, ladies. You got to cover them up sometimes.
I mean, I'm totally okay with seeing boobies like on TV.
Not all boobies are good boobies.
I'll still take a peek. You always want to take a
peek. Oh, yeah. You'll take a peek.
Yeah.
You may regret it, but yeah, I'll take a peek.
You know, I don't think I've ever regretted it.
You want me to find you some boobs you'll regret? I'm sure I can find you.
There's only one set of boobs that I would regret, and that is the pizza slice. The pizza slice boobies where they just kind of hang there like two microwaved cheese pizza slices.
But you'll still look at those.
Oh, I'll tell you, absolutely.
You won't be happy about it. I'll still look at any boobs.
I wouldn't even be unhappy about it.
Yeah.
I'd just be like, oh, they're not the best I've ever seen. But, you know, to each his own. But I'm okay with it. I think that there is something to this that definitely is a double standard, number one. Because I was thinking, yeah, but boobs, you know, they make you horny. But, like, Adam Levine, the ladies were going nuts yesterday. So they were getting them all randied up, too.
Yeah.
So what's the difference?
I think that boobs are considered a private part that should not be exposed on national television or in public in general. I think that's the consensus. Obviously.
Now, dude, because I'm okay, would you draw the line at genitals? Like, obviously, penises shouldn't be on screen.
To be honest, I don't care. If you want to show your penis, or you want it's just the body parts. Like, I don't care. I'm just trying to put myself into the general consensus of what other people are getting upset about. Obviously, they're trying to get upset about everything, clearly. Why can men... And it's funny because most of the women were saying, like, yeah, I don't want to show my boobs. Like, that makes me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, and I don't want to show my boobs.
Yeah, like, I don't want to see your boobs.
I don't want to take my shirt off anywhere. I keep them covered up because I'm ashamed.
Okay.
As I should be.